This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, the big guy, President Trump, not the one that gets money from communist China, but the real big guy, not Joe Biden, knocking out of the park in New Hampshire. In this little short segment before I come back and the number out and take your calls on all the treason going on at the Supreme Court, that's what it is. I want to play some clips of Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy knocking it out of the park yesterday and today in New Hampshire.
And I'll use Title 42 to end the child trafficking crisis by returning all trafficked children to their families in their home countries immediately. Guys like Adam Schiff and, you know, Shifty Pencilneck. Pencilneck! He's a marvel. No, he's a structural marvel. He has a neck. And his head is like a watermelon, and his neck. And how that neck can hold up that big, oversized, ugly head is hard to believe. Oh, it's true. Big head. It's like your finger on a basketball. Some of these guys, they spin it. No, he's a terrible guy. Think of it.
Coverage in New Hampshire, so let's do a quick poll. Number one issue, inflation or immigration? Who thinks inflation is the number one issue? Raise your hands. Who thinks the border is the number one issue?
Yeah!
Okay. All right, now let's go back to the candidates. Who is going to support Nikki Haley today? Okay, you got one. And who plans on supporting Donald Trump? All right, guys.
We wanted to stop terror from coming into our country, but I couldn't talk about it because I didn't want to do that. And then the following day, something happens. So I went 4 years keeping my mouth shut on that particular subject. But now I talk about it all the time. We had no attacks. We didn't have a World Trade Center. We didn't have the attacks like you've seen, and certainly that you see in other countries. And by the way, now we're getting involved again in the Middle East. Look what's happening. You're getting involved. Here we go again with the Middle East. We spent $9 trillion, killed millions of people, including our side, their side, millions of people. $9 trillion. You know what we got? Nothing.
What?
Nothing. You got death. You got blood. You got nothing. And it just, we spent our blood and our treasure, as they say. Our blood and our treasure. And our blood is more important than our treasure. And it's a shame. It's a shame. I beat ISIS. You're right. Thank you for telling me that. You're right. I was getting to that, but he's very good. He's sharp this way. Thank you. We did. We beat the hell out of ISIS. It was supposed to take 4 to 5 years. We got it done in 4 months, I'd say. 4 months. 100% of the ISIS caliphate.
I love you back. It's good to be back here. We will speak the truth and get this done. We are in the middle of a war in this country. It's not between black and white or even between most Democrats and Republicans. It is between those of us who love this country and a fringe minority who hates the United States of America and what we stand for. Between the permanent state and the everyday citizen. And right now we need a commander-in-chief who will lead us to victory in this war. That is this man standing right here. If you want to seal the border, vote Trump. If you want to restore law and order in this country, vote Trump. If you want to defeat the deep state, vote Trump. If you want to fight inflation, vote Trump. If you want to revive national pride in this country, vote Trump. If you want to revive our national identity in this country, vote Trump. If you want to make America great again, vote Trump. That's how we're going to win this in a landslide in November, like Reagan delivered in 1980. That's what we're going to deliver, and Donald Trump is going to deliver this November. Reunite this country. You guys do your part. Come out on Tuesday night. End this primary right here, off to defeat Joe Biden in November, and our best days as a nation are still yet ahead of us. Vote Trump, and that's how we do this. God bless you and your families and our United States. Vote Trump.
guy's got charisma. Say what you want about him. He's got a lot of charisma. Stay with us.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Is there an echo in here? Woo! We're definitely in the fight. We're not rolling over. That's what it's all about. Into a church I found along the way, and I got down on my knees and I began to pray. In our Declaration of Independence, we the people, for the first time in history, put ourselves where we are, on top of the state, on top of the government, with God above us. God, the people, our servants, not our servants playing God over the people. And that is the revolution. Now, I spent an hour on the Supreme Court decision to say Texas has no right to defend itself. Well, in all common law, English law, Declaration of Independence, U.S. law, Bill of Rights, Constitution, it's clearer than anything that the government has no duty to protect you. They have a duty to prosecute those that attack you. And that you have the duty to protect yourself. But you do that by establishing a government that in areas you choose, they protect you, like the border or against foreign militaries. Very limited. So the libertarian argument falls on its face. I like a lot of libertarian ideas, but how do you have a libertarian state with no military when you're bordering a country that's organized? And an armed state like Germany in 1940 about to invade you. Well, you must be a perfect militarized society like Switzerland. Nobody's invaded them ever in 500 years of modern history because everyone is armed by law and is trained extensively and then retrained every year for war. They trust their citizens. Every house has automatic weapons, semi-automatic, government issued. You got to know how to use them. You got to be trained to use them. And then nearby are armored caches in the mountains and the hills and the valleys where the locals have the keys to open steel doors. And
designed to go inside, and they're rocket launchers and small artillery and machine guns and hand grenades, and nobody ever uses them to attack anybody. Nobody ever uses them for wrong because they have a responsibility in their training. I was talking to Rob Dew, who spent, after college, I guess, a winter in Switzerland. You can go there, and he's a big skier. And I was telling him about this. He goes, oh, no, I remember one time we were at the top of a mountain. We skied down. We'd gone back up. And the owner of the ski lodge said, hey, let's get a drink. And he took them back through a little chasm there and opened these big steel doors. And there was canned foods and whiskey and just weapons everywhere. And they just sat there for an hour and heated up one of the little gas stoves and cooked some beans and ham and drank some whiskey and got back down and went back down the mountain. A nation of people with just armored fortresses everywhere, just weapons. No established main military, but the citizens can go a quarter mile and open a big iron door, and there's rocket launchers and hand grenades. We could be like that. But instead, we're a totally different society now. That was the idea back in 1776. Now we have lawless criminals running around murdering, killing George Soros, letting him out of jail with literally no time served. He controls most of the courts, as you know. And they think all this crime is going to make us go, oh, because there's so much crime and so much lawlessness, I should turn my guns in. I'll somehow be safe now. We see through that. And then the Supreme Court comes out and says, you don't have a right, Texas, elected by the people, our government, our extension of our taxes and our power, our servant, doesn't, and the trained men and women we have hired and paid cannot defend us. Well, that's just like the Declaration of Independence I read, where the king abolished the local governments and the local police and just let them be fed on by crime and invasion. The Declaration of Independence starts with them saying, you're not going to disarm us. And the war started because they came to take the guns. Because they'd already said, you can't have cannons, you can't have muskets, you can't have guns at the armory. You're going to pay our taxes, but we're going to let pirates rob you on your coast. We're going to let the Native Americans attack you. We're going to let criminal gangs that were, they learned, secretly working with the British to rob the farmers and others delivering their tobacco and their cotton and their other products to town. The British had set up what they'd done all over the world, a criminal enterprise against the people. And our founders said, no, we're not looking for a fight, just like the captain at Bunker Hill said. You can pull up his quote. Pull up the last quote on record in front of his men. I'm paraphrasing it, but the quote of the captain, I forget his name, is a doctor something. The leader of the militia at Bunker Hill. And they had a group of at least five times the British marching up against them with their bayonets fixed, coming to the armory to take the guns, the little cannon they had, and their ammunition. And he said, we're not looking for a war, and we're not going to fire first. But it's a fight they're looking for, and if they shoot first, then it's a war they're going to get. I'm paraphrasing it. But that's where I get my quotes, folks. That's my inspiration. When I say, I'm not looking for a fight. I don't know how all this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon. But if they need to have a war, let it begin here. What badasses we come from. And he died, one of the first people they shot, because he was the leader. Put it back up there. Now forget his name. Pull up the name of that guy. Captain John Parker. Stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. And all you shooting your mouths off about how much you're ready for a war, you're probably going to get one. And that goes for the feds, too.
quote back up again. I'm going to read it again. Stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. And when the British shot him right in the chest, the whole thing started with his murder. And people got pissed and they were tired of it. And they killed almost every one of those British soldiers the next day. And then, in the next few months, the beginning of the baby being born happened. It went into labor. And the colony spread her legs, and out came George Washington and the birth of this country. And if that's what they're looking for, that's what they're going to get. But we're winning the culture war. We don't want to go to the ditches because we don't want to kill the minions of the...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And now the new chapter begins, and it's the chapter of war. Will that war be intellectual? Where we're winning? Or will the enemy trick us into physicality, which we will win as well, but will mean hundreds of millions dead on the low end? Yes, if you're a new listener, like Glenn Beck said, Jones is scary. No, Glenn Beck. And I think Glenn does good work about attacking reality scary, my friend. Now, I want to give the toll-free number out. I'm only going to take 6-7 calls because I don't want people on hold at the end. I've got a big guest coming in next hour. But I want you to specifically call in on my analysis last hour. You agree, you disagree, what do you want to add to the Supreme Court? They're obviously blackmailed. What do we do about that? Hell, they might rule against Trump, for God's sake. I really want to get the essence of what you think. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. All right, I just spent a lot of time on, obviously, the big issues there. There's a lot of other important pieces of information that obviously need to be discussed. So let me kind of blitz through a bunch of news here ahead of your phone calls. Here, let's just start with this one. The average person will read this and say, look, the liberals are falling apart. Everything's collapsing. Boy, they're losing. They are losing overall, but they're not losing here. This was their plan, purging the military, purging the police. And I'm not second-guessing the military that quit or the police. I'd be the same as them. I'm just saying let's admit what's going on here. Zero Hedge. San Francisco police recruitment dropped 70% for 2019. That's by $112,000 rookie salary. People don't want to serve evil. They don't want to oversee piles of manure and death and fentanyl and needles everywhere. But again, we see this. Oh, look, it's falling apart. It's designed to fall apart like the border and everything else. That's their plan. They directly brought in those systems. Here, let's look at this. There's been a two-decade-long study, billions of dollars has been spent, to look at cell phone radiation and decide if it causes cancer. Well, they had all the early testing going on decades ago that found that. And the big federal task force that did this found, and it's in the reports, that it 100% is cancerous. And so they're just upping the power of the systems. It's not just cancerous. It doesn't just rattle your DNA apart. Like a microwave oven, that's what a cell phone is, and the cell towers. It also disrupts all cellular function. That's why there's the agitation. They can put a cell phone in an ant hive. They've got studies, and the ants start having deformities and attacking each other and don't know what to do, and they start getting cataracts. I mean, you know, you stick a cell phone in an eagle's nest. They've done this. And leave it on. And instead of all the chicks surviving, maybe one of them does, and it's retarded. I mean, this is really loving and liberal. And I was like, well, you got a cell phone. Well, I don't put it to my head. That's the thing about, I'm not an engineer, but they've explained to me. There's a little transmitter in there that sends a microwave-coded system. And for however big the antenna is and the signal is, every time you go out the length of the signal, it becomes half as weak. So if you're on speakerphone right here, yeah, you're frying the bones in your hand. But if you put this in your pocket next to your testicles, big studies out there, that's one of the major losses of sperm count is just the cell phone frying your testicles. So that's why the massive studies about whatever side of the head you put the cell phone on is the one that gets the tumor that never happened until cell phones happened. Because it just cooks that spot. It actually increases like a 30-minute phone call depending on the phone. The new iPhones are even more deadly. It heats the brain several degrees. It's a microwave. But I'm digressing. Look at this.
No more research on cell phone radiation and human health, governments say. And then you go on to say, well, we found that, you know, there's a lot of evidence it does it, but we don't know what to do. And so the federal government is killing the decades-long research program. Yeah. And then you put a cell phone around a bunch of ants or bugs, turn it on, have it transmit, they run away. Turn it off, they feel it, folks. Statement by Deborah Davis, PhD, MPH, in the U.S. Government National Toxicology Program, ceasing research on cell phone radiation. Just like they don't even do testing on vaccines now, they just release them. No more research on cell phone radiation and human health, government says. Just like there's no more research on any of it. It's like, we're not going to research glyphosate, Roundup, none of it. That's not our job. Just kill yourselves. Let's play this clip. Let's play Yuval Noah Harari. He says this a lot, but there's another clip of him at TED TV. He says, you think you have freedom. You think you have rights. That's made up. You have no free will. You're not a free creature. Of course, he knows that's not true, but he wants you to give up. He wants you to just think, well, then none of it matters. There is no God. I'm not a special creature. I'm on this planet in all the universe. I don't have free will. I thought it's the devil worshippers give us free will, they claim. No, it's God. They try to invert it with the knowledge of evil, which is a hack or a poison program. No, I do have free will. I do have decisions. I can be unconscious and be a robot, but I decide to transcend and jack into God and the real internet of the galaxy, the universe, and not follow your orders. But he wants you to say, oh, rights are just a construct. The future's not human. You have no rights. Roll over in a ditch and die. And this is supposedly intellectual and powerful. Oh, but the globalists have their rights. Here's Harari.
Many, maybe most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story. It may be a very attractive story. We want to believe it. But it's just a story. It's not a reality. It is not a biological reality. Just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human, cut him open, look inside, you find their blood, and you find the heart and lungs and kidneys, but you don't find there any rights. The only place you find rights is in the fictional stories that humans have invented and spread around. And the same thing is also true in the political field. States and nations are also, like human rights, and like God, and like heaven, they too are just stories. A mountain is a reality. You can see it, you can touch it, you can even smell it. But Israel or the United States, they are just stories. Very powerful stories, stories we might want to believe very much, but still they are just stories. You can't really see the United States. You cannot touch it. You cannot smell it.
I'm going to do a whole hour-long presentation on this, but here's the bottom line. Woodpeckers don't create hydrogen bombs or 747s. Woodpeckers don't create Beethoven's symphonies. It's BS, ladies and gentlemen. We control our environment. We build it. What we decide to do, we do. But he says, no, no, no. You don't have any decisions. There's no rights. So I can walk up, hypothetically don't want to, with a hatchet and cut his head off. I'll go to prison because we decided we don't do that. We decided to take control of the third dimension. We decided to build. We were made the image of God. And he doesn't want you to know you have that awesome power. Harari, you are Satan. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing.
So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So the globalist cult members tell you don't have free will. They tell you you have no power and you're nothing. You're just a robot. Because they want to make you a robot. They want you to lay down whatever they want you to do. Huh, so pathetic. I'm going to take this minute and a half clip this week. I'm doing it. I'm going to do a whole hour on it. He says it a bunch of other times, different ways, but... He says, I don't believe God exists now, but we're about to make AI that will be your God. Ah, you will be our God. There is no God but you. First, he has to teach you there's no God, but then he'll be your God. Disgusting. Yuval Noah Harari. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. If you just joined us, we're on a lot of radio stations and stuff around the country. A lot of people tune in every second or tenth of a second. People are tuning in or tuning out. The Supreme Court ruling is totally unconstitutional. I did a whole hour on it, proved it. It's on its face that if the feds don't do their job, it goes to the states, the people. And it's a few jobs the feds are supposed to, and one of them is the border. It's the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, everything. So, to me, it signifies they're being blackmailed, they're being controlled, we're about to see a bunch of other horrible ruins. What do you think? I hope the phone's up on that subject. And it all ties together. And I was nice about it. I said five times, lovingly. I'm going to take only a few calls for the next guest. I just want to talk about the Supreme Court ruling. And I see about Europe protests and fighting back. I'm not mad at Charlie here, but I don't know how that ties into this. Let's go ahead and go to a caller on the subject I want to hear from you on. I respect your view. I want to hear on that. And that's Lewis in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello?
Yep, absolutely. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Actually, it's Louise from Tampa. Hi, yeah, Alex.
Good. Go ahead.
So I don't know how they got compromised, Roberts and Barrett, but I was thinking about how to combat this. Is there a way to deputize everybody in Texas and just put a line of people at the border with their arms and just repel them, not shoot, just repel them, not allow them to come through, put a human chain right across there and say, Red Rover, you're not coming over, get to the other side.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's in the state constitutions, the federal constitution. They're not following it. It's a UN invasion. The federal government's funding it. It's treason, and it's illegal. And why would the Supreme Court rule on something that is so completely obvious?
I think it's pretty evident that they've been compromised, and on what level, we don't know. But the point is, I think everybody has to just take a side, like you said. Either you're on Team Humanity or you're with Satan. And I think at this point, we really need to just start talking to everybody. And that's what God calls us to do, to be a witness. For those who know Jesus, he asked us to share our testimony, be a witness, explain the problem that's going on here. This is such on a deeper level. It's spiritual, as you know. But at the basic physical level, if we're going to hold the line, we got to talk to each other and do something. And I think it starts at the first level. Just start making, do that community watch, right?
No, I totally agree with you. Thank you for the call. By the way, we have some breaking news here, Louise. Thank you. This is out of the Canadian Broadcasting Company, the government state-run media. Federal government's decision to invoke Emergencies Act against convoy protest was unreasonable. The court says there was no emergency and Canadians' rights were violated when Trudeau declared martial law in the provinces. So even their corrupt courts in Canada, because of the pushback and the awakening, want to act like they're against it now. You say, well, they're controlled. They are, but they're having to start singing to a different tune. So that is a big, big deal right there. The power is the people. People power. You stop submitting, folks, they'll back down. You're like, well, where's the magic fix? It's a bunch of actions. It's trillions of actions. It's every little bit you do every day. But the most important part is praying. And when I pray, I don't ask God for stuff. I open the gate because the Holy Spirit's always with me. I can always feel it. But I open the gate, tears start streaming down my face. I can be in traffic. I can be on an airplane. I can be walking through the woods. I can be laying in bed. I just say, open the gate, God, tell me. And it's just, and that's what they fear, ladies and gentlemen. You do that, you transcend their little joke of control. Thanks for the call. Greg in Wyoming on the Texas crisis and the Supreme Court ruling. Go ahead.
I thank you for taking my call, Alex. And I thank God for being an American. Now, yesterday after the Supreme Court ruling came out, I saw a lot of people on X, specifically men in Texas, imploring for Abbott to not take this from the DOJ, Biden, the Supreme Court. And I saw an awful lot of Americans that from across this nation that are that are wanting to stand with Texas. And I wholeheartedly agree with this.
I agree. We need a coalition of governors to just say, exactly. And not a revolution because it's our country. It's an outside group that's hijacked it. To not say we want a civil war or no. To say we want the globalists kicked out.
Exactly. And here's how we do this. Here is how a person like myself from a small population state of Wyoming, this is how we stand up to those people. We all go to our state capitals and tell and demand our state governments to stand with Abbott and Texas. And you get one small state like Wyoming doing this, it would send shockwaves across this nation.
No, I agree, because it's all a political action. It's to show the will of the states lining up for each other's rights.
Correct. And what you would see is a domino effect of Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, all of these.
Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what would happen, and it only takes one domino to tip the whole damn thing over.
And notice, all these new Hollywood movies, big budget, is about Texas leading a rebellion, and then everybody joins us, and we got to have the U.S. military kill everybody. Oh, the military, Biden's like, the military will crush rebellion. We'll use nuclear weapons. You don't, a city's full of different people. You don't nuke a city because there's rebels in it. Again, the globalists couldn't defeat Vietnam because they wouldn't give up. We don't want to go to that violence level, but if that's the world they put us in, they're going to lose.
Exactly. And you see, here's the thing is, there doesn't have to be a shot fired to make this happen for America. All we have to do is stand up, get off of the couch, get out the front door and stand up for once.
No, I agree. And here's the Achilles heel. So many of these illegal aliens are criminals that have prior convictions. If states say we're going to have our state police, when we pull somebody over for an infraction, run their information, find who they are. If they're a criminal, we're going to locally indict them and then demand deportation. It'll expose the whole thing and not just capitulate. I appreciate your call. There's so many things we can do, folks. Charlie in Canada is trying to tie the European protest into fighting back. Explain this because the subject is our open border and the Supreme Court and what you think about that. But go ahead from Canada.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the Supreme Court for sure. I must have got cut off as soon as you said that it was about solely the Supreme Court.
It's about the borders, but just go ahead.
Yeah, so the Supreme Court decision, I believe that they're hoping for some sort of they want a reaction from Texas. And this ties into exactly what you just said about the movie, the Obama-funded movie. Like, this is all to do with some sort of civil war provocation. Or at least they're trying to make it look like that and have some sort of...
Oh, exactly. I agree with you. And Biden's even proposed 3 months ago making the illegal aliens with ankle bracelets stay in Texas. And
exactly.
You can't make this up. So yeah, they bring them here, pay to bring them, and then make them stay here.
Yeah, it's the writing's on the wall. I mean, you've been calling this for a while. I agree with you. They're even making a friggin' big movie about it. So, I mean, how else are we supposed to look at this? I say the Texans need to do this in the right way. Like the last caller just said, without a single shot. Think about the Canadian truckers, the way that we just sang "Oh Canada" to the...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah, and I mean, that's pretty much where we're at now. But
yeah, so don't
like
worry
said,
about other people that are in a trance. They're starting to come out of it. Those of us that aren't in a trance, let's take action. Maybe you spray paint something, not on a private business, but some government propaganda billboard. Maybe you call in and talk radio. Little things like that aren't little. They're big. Maybe you support a broadcast like this one. Maybe you pray more. Just take care of your family. Be strong. Go speak at your church. Go have a church Bible group. Give people humanity. Give them love. Engage with people. Don't run and hide in your house and just watch television. And I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to – I get it. I want to go run hide too, but I can't. They want to demoralize us, break us down, make us run. But what does Hank Williams Jr. say in that great – anthem of the Southern man. The Southern man's not perfect, but it's what the globalists fear. And if you said the etymology of it, where it comes from, is England and its civil wars, and the Irish and the Scots, and how the British could never conquer them and conquer everybody else around the world, and then how that rebellion spread to America and all the rest of it, is the South was founded by the Scots and the Irish predominantly, and the Germans and others, and it was a rebellion against tyranny. It wasn't perfect, but they fear that instinct that keeps saying no, and that spark can be spread to the world. Everybody's got it. But the British Isles particularly had it. The Romans could never conquer it. And so the evil is based in England, but the resistance is based there. The doom is based there, but the key to victory is based there. Let's go ahead. Thank you, Travis. Go to Drew in New Jersey. Drew, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for talking about that with the Declaration of Independence, because
meaning to call in and talk about that. All the things they list in the Declaration from hundreds of years ago are stuff that they're all doing today to us now.
Because it's the same British Empire. And again,
yes,
the British Empire doesn't run it, but it's that model, that system runs it.
And you were talking before about, you know, and all the other callers are nailing it on the head, but what we have to do is teach our children all this stuff. Like, my father talked to me, he was a veteran, he talked to me about all these things. I learned about the American Revolution, right? And, like, they talk about the mock trials, the taxes without consent. Well, what's the administrative branch of government we have now that's all created? All the stuff that Vivek talks about, you know.
If you read the Declaration of Independence, we're living it today. Everything they were up against is the same damn, it's the same system. We're fighting this, and you go to the grocery store, and half the magazines at checkout are worshiping the royal family. That's not America. That's the enemy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And
King Charles is leading the WEF for depopulation and cutting our resources off. Go to hell, King Charles. And it's not the British. The so-called British royalty are a parasite over the UK.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, you know, that people don't put this connection together. But the one thing here, you know, talk about the Texas thing, the Supreme Court stuff. Our rights are self-evident, unalienable, and God-given. Like, when you say those three things together, the ground should shake around you. People take that for granted. And we have two amendments in the Bill of Rights, right, that talk about reserving the rights to the people. You know, when it's not prescribed by the federal government or whatever.
They're attacking the first, like, the second, but if you look at the ninth, it's even more powerful.
Yeah, and he is right here out of the Declaration. At this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation and tyranny, and then you zoom to video footage of our southern border, and it's just being bombarded with people that are being either paid to be there,
pipeline
there,
attack.
And just one thing I want to say, if I can, just one moment. So I've been dealing with, in my personal life, with a narcissist, and, you know, my son's mother, and all the behavior I see is the same ways that they gaslight us through the media, and it's almost the same behavior. And there's an acronym that I use to identify when it's happening to me, and I just wanted to share that for people to use to help them identify when they're being gaslit. And it's D-A-R-M. So the first thing gaslighters do is they distract you with some sort of statement to get you confused. Then they move to A. They start accusing you of what they're doing. And by doing that, they reverse the roles of the victim and the abuser. And when they complete it, they manipulate all the people involved. So I just wanted to share that. Hopefully,
no, I agree with
that.
They'll always create a fake crisis and say you're bad to make you apologize so they're in control. That's the goal. All right, William in California. Last call before we end the hour and bring in our amazing guest. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, Alex, you know what? I have to say I've been trying to get on to you here. First time caller, long time listener.
All right, well, you got a bad phone, so try to talk right in your receiver.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Long time listener, first time caller.
I got to go. Sorry, your call's bad, brother. We can't understand you. All right, call back. We got a better phone tomorrow. In fact, if he's still on the phone, give him a call back. I want to talk to him, but we just can't do it. But I can't understand what you're saying. We can't have you on. All right, we hit a lot. There's a lot I haven't hit. I'll intersperse next hour. I've got four stacks of news we're going to cover next hour, and this is stuff they don't want you to know, so please be sure and be with us. Look at this. Here's the Ebola stack. They're injecting people all over the U.S., not just Denver, at hospitals with the new experimental Ebola shot that's live and actually gives people with compromised immune systems Ebola. That's just one of the stacks. We got Disease X stuff. We got so much with Dr. Stella Emanuel coming up. Please remember, when I say this, I need your support. Do you support what we're doing? That's an important equation. If I just went with raw donations, you would be getting a great thing because we're fighting tyranny and changing the world together. It's not like we're just wishing we were having victory. We're having it. But these are great products you need. So we have a lot of big specials running right now, but the biggest one is the Supercharged Special. And that is Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus that clean out your telomeres, supercharge your cells, just do incredible things to your immune system. They're both 50% off together or 40% off individually as the combo. They're 50% off InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And so many other great products are set to sell out. We'll get them back in a few months. But please go to InfoWarsStore. Get a copy of my book, The Great Reset, or the last book is The Great Reset. The newest book is The Great Awakening. Please get a water filtration system. We got the best quality, the lowest prices you're going to find. Please go there and check out the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're also selling out of the cleanest, best 10-hour clean energy there is. That is Turbo Force. It's still available, but selling out quick. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. But we've also got VasoBeats. It does the same thing as the Nitric Boost, cleaning out your arteries, your body, going after the spike proteins, all of it. We have the great product, VasoBeats, super concentrated beets, and the key compounds to do that naturally. We have the Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 discounted. We have Winter Sun. Most viral replication is caused, look it up yourself, by lack of vitamin D3. This is organic. Taken out of the tongue. So whether it's Winter Sun or Ultra 12, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Before I play a little clip of The Who, as we go to break and start the next hour, I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. It's not that I'm afraid to fight. That's because they're losing intellectual battle. They want to shift me in to a physical confrontation because that ends the intellectual debate, which they're losing. So please go to drjonesnaturals.com to get dozens of products not available at InfoWarsStore.com. Just drjonesnaturals.com, no space. drjonesnaturals.com, one-of-a-kind products like finally back in stock, are the number one bestseller, only available at drjonesnaturals.com. The amazing original Super Blue Nano Silver Toothpaste with iodine and with tea tree oil and with all the other essential oils. It's super strong, no additives, no fillers. It's like twice the amount than any other toothpaste because a tiny amount works. InfoWarsStore.com for all the other products, but drjonesnaturals.com for Super Blue and other products you can't find at InfoWarsStore. DrJonesNaturals.com. Let's go out with a quick clip of The Who, and then we'll be right back with hour number three.
Out here in the field, I fought for my meals. I got my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove.
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.